Welcome to our weekly devotional for March the 5th, 2024. Our scripture for opening the message says, "So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation shall by no means pass away till all things take place. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." What do you think Yeshua meant when he said, "This generation will by no means pass away till all things take place"? Are we that last generation? Yeshua also said many things to his disciples in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21. He gives many detailed examples of what the last days or the end of the age will look like. In short, it will be a time of very trying and difficult times. He warns of deceptions and false Christ, and wars and things that can be generally compared to the destructive events in the book of Revelation. Astute Bible believers walking hand and heart with Yeshua will know the times and the season. He uses the parable of the fig tree to describe the simple telling of the times. He said, "Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch is already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." What does "know that it is near at the doors" mean to you? Consider what naysayers thought of this idea, as 2 Peter 3, 3-4 records. "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.'" Probably some of the folks in Noah's day repeated some of those same words just before the flood. I can't imagine them not have said things concerning the strange ark that he was building. So what's new? Do you study your Bible to seek understanding of these words? Do you prayerfully seek the leading of the Holy Spirit in regard to the times in which we live? Do you reasonably monitor credible news and world events, especially concerning Israel, the fig tree nation that Yeshua spoke of? I once had a friend and a professing believer say he did not want to know the negative news and madness of declining society. He said he preferred to be like it is said of the ostrich. He would bury his head, meaning his thinking and his outlook, and focus upon a good and pleasurable life. And whatever comes, comes, as he said he couldn't do anything about it. I understand his thinking, but I don't think that is the position that Yahweh intends for us to have. Seems I remember him saying something like, "Watch and pray." Why? If you weren't looking at the current events and times and things around you and following the conditions in Israel, how would you recognize the condition of the fig tree or when it would be the time and the season according to its leaves? I think it's important for us to stay in touch with what's going on, not fearfully, but wisely in measuring all things to the written Word of God, regardless of what men tell us. I have for many years followed credible news, world events, the best I understand. I try to measure the times and the season of the last days biblically, using the comparison of Yeshua's end of the age descriptions and the words of the prophets in the current events to try to discern the fig tree's message. I don't think we have a lot of time to look the other way, so to speak. I think it is time we all get our houses in order, personally with Yeshua and collectively as the remnant believers. I don't claim to know how that last part works for sure. I recently read Monty Judah's newsletter asking the question, are we the last generation? It's a good read, and I hope you will read it. I put a link in the message for it. I also carefully listened to a recent Jamie Walden interview with Benjamin Fairclough, talking about serious believers being combat ready for the days ahead. I hope you will consider his challenging words. I will tell you, though, that it is not a message for the light of heart. There is also another message interview with Benjamin Fairclough with Steve Quayle, who discusses the urgency of the times in which we live. It's a very strong message called The Indignation of the Lord. And I think that's a good title for it, and it's well worth the time to watch it. And because of the tendency of YouTube to censor these type messages, I'm not sure how long they will be posted. Then, of course, 2 Peter says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking, hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, which righteousness dwells. And then in Acts, we have Peter's words here. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. And then those who gladly received his words were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. I think the fact that there's a good possibility that we might be, as Monty Judah says, that last generation, I think there's some real serious things that we need to get in order. And I think his message and the other two links on the YouTube videos really bring things into focus. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk about these things, but I hope you will give them serious consideration, because times are very, very dangerous. And we're living in a time when madmen and psychopaths are making decisions that could trip off a nuclear war any time. And when you read the words that Peter says, that the heavens will pass away with a great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat, I think that sounds up like a very, very good description of what might be a nuclear blast. And I'm not sure I can say that it is, but I think the definition is definitely there, and we ought to be looking up, as the Bible tells us, for our redemption draweth nigh. Blessings and shalom.